Imagine wearing a VR headset, right? And you know when the tracking just glitches out and suddenly you are like floating 3 feet outside of your own digital body.
Yeah, that is a super disorienting feeling.
Right, but what if that happens in real life? Oh, welcome to today's deep dive, where we are looking into the clinical neurobiology behind some truly extraordinary anomalous experiences.
Exactly. Our mission today is basically contrasting those really profound subjective feelings of these events with the fascinating, sometimes glitchy brain mechanics that actually cause them.
Yeah, we have a huge stack of research to get through. Like, take this one case of a 19-year-old Oxford student. She was just lying down exhausted, and suddenly she felt like she zoomed right up through the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was literally looking down at her own headless body. So, I mean, is the brain just misplacing our physical avatar?
Well, in a way, yeah. The main culprit here is this specific region in the right hemisphere. It's called a temporoparietal junction, or the TPJ.
Okay, the TPJ. What exactly does that do?
So it basically acts as your brain's integration center for all your visual, tactile, and spatial data. It is constantly building your internal body schema.
Like a map of where you are in the room.
Right, exactly. And when that data integration fails, whether it's from pure exhaustion or a drop in oxygen, your brain just severs that internal model from your actual physical coordinates.
So the hardware is totally fine, but the software just maps you in the wrong place entirely.
You nailed it. And this spatial disintegration actually links perfectly to near-death experiences, or NDEs.
Oh, right, like that landmark 2022 EEG study we looked at.
Yes, that one is wild. They caught this massive surge of gamma waves in a dying brain, literally 30 seconds after the heart stopped.
In gamma waves, those are the ones we associate with high-level memory recall and dreaming, right?
Yeah, exactly. So in a totally chaotic, oxygen-starved environment, the spatial processing just crashes, and the brain frantically tries to render a reality out of all that static.
Which makes me wonder, so if a spatial processing error makes us literally leave our bodies, what happens when sleep mechanics crash into a waking reality?
You mean like sleep paralysis?
Yeah, exactly. I was looking at that Italian cohort study, the one with 112 people who claim they were abducted by aliens. They wake up paralyzed under bright lights.
Right, a classic presentation.
Or even the narcoleptic patient who kept seeing that faceless man in the hat shadow silhouette at the foot of his bed. Are these just modern cultural tropes mapped onto biological paralysis?
Well, yes and no. It is essentially REM sleep intrusion paired with severe amygdala hyperactivity.
Meaning the fear center of the brain is just going into absolute overdrive.
Exactly. Your brain is awake, but your body is still biologically locked down. But here's the really brilliant part. Hallucinating a faceless shadow, or say a generic alien gray, is actually a computational energy-saving strategy.
Wait, an energy saving strategy? How does that work?
Think about it. A panicked brain just does not have the processing power to render a highly detailed, complex face.
Oh, wow.
So it just draws this crude, terrifying cartoon sketch to justify the overwhelming, maxed-out fear you were feeling.
A low-res demon to save battery life. That is absolutely wild. But hold on, if this is all just REM sleep intrusion and primal fear, how do we explain something like the third man phenomenon?
Like the Ernest Shackleton survival story.
Yeah, exactly. On Shackleton's horrific Antarctic expedition, the crew felt this comforting extra presence just walking alongside them. Or even the San Antonio ghostly disturbances, where a woman felt a persistent interactive presence she called Beelzebub across multiple homes.
Right.
Sleep paralysis is all about fear, but Shackleton's experience was almost like salvation. Is the brain actually capable of hallucinating a safety net?
It absolutely is. Clinicians actually call this haunted people syndrome, and it usually hinges on a trait known as transliminality.
Transliminality, that is a heavy word.
I know, right? Think of transliminality like a leaky pipe between your subconscious and conscious mind. Normally, that pipe is sealed tight, but under extreme stress, isolation, or hypoxia, like Shackleton freezing on the ice, that pipe basically bursts.
And what happens then?
Your left hemisphere tries to make sense of all these anomalous internal distress signals. So it forces the brain to project its own body schema outward as an external guardian or even a haunting presence.
So it projects an external teammate to keep you moving? That is incredible.
It really is.
But we also have sources showing the brain does not just warp space and projection, it warps time and reality itself. Like those vivid past life memories from the 19th century Boston newsboy.
Oh, yeah. Or the precognition cases.
Right, like the man who had the precognitive dream about the Christchurch massacre hours before it happened. How do those work?
I mean, they feel incredibly profound to the person experiencing them. But the mechanics are surprisingly straightforward.
Really?
Yeah. So past life memories usually come down to cryptomnesia. It is basically a felling error in the brain.
A failure.
Yeah, like you read something in a historical novel years ago, and your brain accidentally files it into your autobiographical memory folder instead of fiction.
Oh, so when you recall it later, it feels exactly like a lived experience. That makes total sense. And what about the precognitive dreams?
That is pure correlation bias. Think about the thousands of dreams you have every year that mean absolutely nothing.
Most of mine, yeah.
Right. But the moment one accidentally aligns with a real-world event, your brain highlights it in neon. It completely ignores the massive statistical probability that eventually a random dream will match reality.
Wow. So why does all this matter for you listening right now? I mean, these phenomena really map the absolute edges of human consciousness.
They really do. They reveal just how desperately your brain works to construct a cohesive reality.
Mm-hmm.
When it is put under pressure.
Exactly. It will throw up low-res shadows, imaginary companions, and misplaced memories just to keep your narrative intact.
Yeah, your brain is essentially the ultimate storyteller. It is just constantly working behind the scenes to keep you safe and sane.
Which brings us right back to that VR headset idea. If a tiny TPJ glitch or a sudden drop in oxygen can instantly spawn a realer-than-real guardian angel or a shadow demon at the foot of your bed, I have to ask.
Go for it.
How much of your normal, everyday reality is just a highly convincing, energy-saving hallucination?